He took teasing too far.
You're still hitting me. I finally got the nerve to hit him back. And then he just
pushed you.
Yes.
And she suffered critical injuries.
She had to lay in a hospital bed for 6 days.
Does he have to pay for his rough play?
Well, I didn't intentionally mean to push her.
I thought he was just joking. He was going to stop.
He could have walked away.
Judge Judy.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. Administrative assistant Irene Thomas and her daughter, 14-year-old Georgiana Hilaire, are suing cashier Charlene Smith and her son, 14-year-old Thomas Gray. Georgiana says, while horsing around at school, Thomas severely injured her back.
Order, all rise. Now this is case number 539 on the calendar in the matter of Thomas Hilaire versus Smith Gray. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated.
You're Georgiana?
Yes.
And this is your mother?
Yes.
I'd like your mother to sit down, please. You're Miss Smith?
Yes, I am.
And this is your son?
Yes.
Why don't you have a seat? Because I'll bring you up later if we need your testimony. How old are you?
14.
It is your complaint through your mother that you suffered a serious back injury in school as a result of an incident involving the defendant.
Yes.
When did this happen?
September 11th.
And you were in school?
Yes.
Were you inside the school?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
My mom dropped me off. I got out of the car, went to the gated area, and I waited for my friends to get there. So my friend showed up a couple of minutes later. And then he showed up.
Did you know Thomas from before?
Yes.
Were you friends?
We socialized, but not friends.
What do you mean you socialized?
Like, just talk when if we have a class together.
So you did speak to him?
Yeah.
Never had any trouble with him?
No.
Okay. So then Thomas showed up.
He was picking on another girl before he picked on me.
What do you mean he was picking on somebody?
Like, pushing her and, like, kidding her.
In a fooling around way?
Yeah. He told her that he was going to pick on her. And then she said, no, you're not. And then he said, okay, well, I'm going to pick on Georgie then.
Okay. And that didn't bother you because you knew he was fooling around.
Yes.
So when he said, I'm going to pick on Georgie, What did he do anything?
He started hitting me.
Where did he hit you?
Right here and like this.
Well, I want you to tell me whether he was hitting you or just...
slapping.
Was he laughing, smiling?
Smiling.
And you?
I was laughing at first.
So you were laughing at first. So yeah. You knew he wasn't hurting you. It was just fooling around.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
And then we were walking to first period, and he was still hitting me.
When you say he was still hitting you, how was he hitting you?
Slapping me.
Where?
Like on the arm and right here, like this. And we got to the building. We're inside, and I finally got the nerve to hit him back. With my backpack.
Tell me how you did that.
I swung around twice, and I didn't get him the first time, but I got him the second time, I think, around the below stomach area. I guess that made him mad, I don't know. And then I turned around to just get away from him, and I thought he would quit. And so I turned around to go get a drink of water.
Let's stop there for a moment. Up until that time, it was really just messing around, wasn't it?
Yes.
Up until that time, he was really messing around with you. Wasn't hurting you. You were fooling around because you certainly were with enough people so that you could have said to them, somebody help me, he's hurting me. He wasn't hurting you, right?
No.
And you didn't intend to hurt him when you swung at him with the backpack. You were messing around.
Yes.
When you swung the first time and missed, did you say anything to him or did he say anything to you?
No.
Were you smiling when you swung around and hit him?
Yes.
Were you smiling when you swung around and hit him again?
Yes.
Keep going. So then you went over to get a drink of water.
And I turned facing this way, and he was like to this chair. Mm-hmm. And then he put his foot against the wall, and he kneeled down. And then next I know, took off. And I thought he was just joking. He was going to stop. And I landed on my behind, and all I remember is crying.
Just a second. Wait a second. So he pushed you?
Yes.
And you fell and landed on your behind?
Yes.
And you hurt your back?
Yes.
And that's what this case is all about, the injuries that you sustained as a result of falling on your backside. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You want to say anything?
Well, I didn't intentionally mean to push her, but I did not come down in the football position. Just when she swung her backpack, I dodged it and gave her a little touch, and she fell.
Well, you pushed her.
Yeah.
But everything else that we've talked about so far this morning, Thomas, is about accurate. You were messing around?
Yeah, for like a minute, but then I left.
You were messing around with her?
Yeah.
And then by tapping her, slapping her, whatever, but it was, nobody was angry.
No, I wasn't tapping or slapping like that.
What were you doing?
Like just talking.
You didn't put your hands on her?
No. I like put my hand on her shoulder.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. You put your hand on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Didn't punch her?
No.
Didn't. Slap her in the face.
No, ma'am.
Right?
No.
Didn't punch you.
No.
Now the mothers can stand up. So your daughter was injured?
Yes.
Tell me how she was injured.
She was transported from the school to the nearest hospital near the school. We spent about 8 hours in that hospital before we finally found out by them doing an MRI and an X-ray that she had crushed her T12. I don't know how much you know about medicals, but it takes a lot of force to crush a vertebrae in your back.
She in a brace?
After we were at that first hospital for the first 8 hours, it was decided because of her age and the seriousness of the injury that it was best for her to go to a children's hospital, which was a 45-minute drive, which she had to take by ambulance again. We arrived there at 2 o'clock in the morning. They measured her for a full body brace that went from here to here, had a front plate and a back plate, Velcroed on the side.
And how long did she remain in that cast?
For 3 months, but Your Honor, I also want to stress that because it happened on September 11th, the incident, she was measured for the brace the next day, but because the planes were grounded after the September 11th incident in New York, the brace had to come from Michigan, so she had to lay in a hospital bed for 6 days living on morphine because they couldn't come until a week later. Excuse me.
You okay now?
She could not be out of bed without the brace. She couldn't take a shower for 3 months. I had to sponge bathe her every day. Anytime she needed to go to the bathroom, I had to put the brace on her and help her to the restroom. Plus, I was working full-time still, taking care of my daughter with a broken back.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 14-year-old Georgiana Hilaire says classmate Thomas Gray injured her back while horsing around at school.
Don't you believe that your daughter bears any responsibility for this at all? I'm not excusing this young man's behavior in pushing her, the fact that she fell, but they were messing around. She hit him first.
No,
there's
she
no
didn't.
Question. Yes, she did. According to her own testimony, he was at most, I learned a word here, mushing. What's mushing? Didn't you tell me what mushing was when you sort of go like this?
Right?
Nudging. It's kind of nudging. That's what he was doing to her. And even according to her, it didn't hurt her. She was smiling, he was smiling, she was with a bunch of kids. She wasn't in danger. He hadn't hit her. She hit him with her backpack. And she swung several times with her backpack. That's not excusing what happened. I mean, he could have walked away. Probably should have walked away, right?
Yes, ma'am.
This was not an assault. This was kids fooling around on their way to class. And unfortunately, one of them got seriously injured. Were you suspended from school?
I was expelled for 2 semesters.
What about you?
I was out of school for 3 months.
Was your son arrested for assault?
No, ma'am.
Of course not, because this wasn't an assault. So what I want to know now is, what were your out-of-pocket expenses with regard to this unfortunate incident?
I have copies of the medical bills.
No, I want to know what your out-of-pocket expenses were. I assume you have insurance.
Yes.
Good. So what were your out-of-pocket expenses for her medical care, not your work loss or anything else?
I didn't calculate any of that, and I haven't paid any of the bills yet because there was a problem with the insurance.
So you don't know?
No.
So I can't tell what your medicals will be, if any. It may be that the insurance is going to cover everything. You have to know that you were partially responsible.
I know.
Good. I'm glad you know that. What responsibility do you believe, if any, that you have to compensate the plaintiff for the injury she sustained?
Well, I think it's It was all an accident and that it could have been prevented, but I wasn't thinking at the time. Like, I apologized to her, and I really regret for what I did, but if I can all take it back, I would.
You didn't mean to hurt her, did you?
No, ma'am.
How long had your son been in that school?
The beginning of September, the school.
Yes. Did you just start that school?
Yes.
Yeah. Your Honor, they were in school 6 days when this happened.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Was this the first year that you were in that school?
Yes, ma'am.
You were just starting high school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and as a result of that, you were expelled for 2 semesters?
Yes, ma'am.
That's his punishment. And you're back in the school now?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes when you fool around, one person gets injured more than another. That doesn't mean a lawsuit. Your case is dismissed. That's it.
Thank you, Your Honor. Parties are excused. You may step out.
Unfortunately, like Judge Judy said, someone got hurt.
I've been struggling with this ever since it happened on September 11th.
Horseplay is not the thing to do.
Playing around is not playing around when somebody gets hurt as badly as she did.
I'm very sorry that it happened.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Henry versus Goss. Step forward, please.
23-year-old student Danielle Henry is suing her former roommate, 22-year-old waitress Nancy Goss, for damages to her apartment caused by Nancy's chihuahua.
Miss Henry, according to your complaint, the defendant became your roommate. She moved in with a dog. It's her boyfriend's dog, a little chihuahua. I assume you're not roommates anymore, is that right?
No, ma'am.
And you claim that her dog destroyed your carpet. You want her to reimburse you for the carpet. She said you had a dog too, and the dogs were equally responsible for the damaged carpet. When did she move in with you, Miss Henry?
It was in June 2001.
And you have a dog?
Yes, I do.
What kind of a dog do you have?
It's a chihuahua as well. It's a 4-year-old chihuahua, ma'am.
And you were bringing your boyfriend's dog?
Yes, ma'am, because of her chihuahua.
Okay, what kind of damage do you allege her dog did to your carpet?
Her dog chewed a hole in her bedroom, in which she already knew about and cleaned up and didn't tell me about.
Chewed a hole?
Yes, ma'am. I have pictures. All pictures right. of the carpet, pictures of the dog, pictures of other damages the dog's done.
I have better pictures if you'd like to see.
I'm not interested in seeing all the doggy pictures, although they're adorable, but I'm really busy today. Are these the only... Is this the damage that you're talking about just on one page?
As far as the carpets, ma'am?
Yeah, as far as the carpets.
We also have the lawn that was destroyed, and my stereo cables were also chewed up. Boxes and...
Did you replace them?
She did. Her fiancé, Brandon, did.
So we're only talking about carpet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm looking at the carpet. And how do you know her dog did this damage?
Ma'am, her dog was a puppy, and when it first moved in, it was really young and didn't destroy anything, but eventually it started to destroy things through the month of August and September. I confronted Ms. Goss about this, about the damages, and that she needed to replace them and that the dog would need to be contained when we're not home, being that the damages continued, and that's when she assaulted me.
Did I ask a question there that she answered?
I don't know if she ever really got to it.
How do you know her dog did the damage instead of both of your dogs doing the damage?
I lived in the apartment for a year before Miss Goss lived there, and there was no holes in the rugs ever, and my dog has never done anything as far as damages. I also lived in another apartment, which I got my full and complete deposit back, so my dog never destroyed anything there as well.
Okay, did your dog eat up the carpet?
No.
Make little holes in the carpet?
No, there's no way possible. I mean, it's just unreal.
Let's go back. Let's go back a second. All right. Of course, there's a way possible.
Well, yeah.
One of the holes that I saw in this book, in her scrapbook of dog, was in your bedroom.
Yes, ma'am.
When you moved into the bedroom, I assume there was not a hole in the carpet.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you moved out, there was a hole in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, she must have at some point told you or had a discussion with you about the hole in the bedroom carpet.
No.
She never had a discussion with you about the hole in the bedroom carpet?
Your Honor, that's a lie.
No, it's not.
Just don't stand there. Well, what was the argument about on September 10th?
Me and my fiancé just got back from uptown. She was in the kitchen. We recycled, and I came walking in, and she was like, "Hercules chewed up my computer wires." And I'm like, "Well, Danielle, you know, if he did that, then I would replace them." And she kept on and on and on and on. I was like, "Danielle, leave it alone."
No. Just a second. Listen to me. She said that your dog destroyed the computer, chewed the computer wires, and you said, "My boyfriend will replace them." So I assume you knew that it was true. Because when you have a little dog, because I have, you see where their favorite spots are to go. So you've probably seen your dog chewing on wires. Right.
Wires. Oh. Wires, not wires. Carpet.
So you probably knew that your dog did that kind of damage. Then you said she went on and on and on and on and on. I want to know what the on and on and on and on was. That's the important
you
part.
You need to lock up Hercules.
Okay.
Didn't ask. If she would have asked, it would have been fine. But she did not ask. She is very demanding. That's how she wants it done. It's her way or no way.
Okay.
All now, she was had to do was ask.
Was this the first time she had asked you